Welcome back to the podcast, How to Create a Life on Your Terms. Five pillars, the only five pillars you need for you to thrive in business, thrive in love, and create a life of absolute freedom and a life on your terms. Without these five pillars, you will never be able to get there. You will self-sabotage, you will feel lost, you don't know what you're doing, you will go through all this pain and failure, and you don't know why. I'm going to show you and reveal to you exactly what you need and how to go get them. So before we kick in, if you could subscribe to the channel, guys, it would be incredible. It really helps out the channel a lot. I really, really appreciate that. The bigger the channel grows, the bigger the guests grow that jump on, which is more valuable for you. So it's a win-win across. So if you could like the video and subscribe, that'd be awesome. Now, if you are not watching the video version of this podcast, highly recommend it because I'm actually going to be sharing my screen. You don't need to, but I like using visuals. So I'll be using visuals on this podcast. So with this, guys, I'm going to be showing you the four pillars to living an inspired life. So I'm going to actually go into the slideshows here. Well, so the four pillars to inspired life. There's four things. There's actually an extra one, which you'll get towards the end. So it's five pillars. So first thing is self-discovery. So I'm going to go through all of these and then I'm going to show you what they actually mean to you. So first one is self-discovery. Knowing who you authentically are. Because before you can create goals, which is what most people do, they try to set goals like New Year's resolutions, where it's towards the start of 2024 right now. And a lot of people would have set a New Year's resolution. They want to make some money, they want to lose some weight, they want to be healthier, they want to do whatever, travel, which is good. It's better than nothing, don't get me wrong. But a lot of people are wearing a mask. How many people do you know, and you're probably guilty of yourself, is you're not being who you truly are. You're trying to be someone that you're not. You're wearing a mask. You've got all these wounds and traumas that you're compensating from. You feel insecure and you're not being your true self. So if that's the case, which 99.99% of people do, I'd say 100% of people do. It's not like you do or you don't. It's a continuum. How much do you do or how much do you not? And because I still feel insecure, I still have my walls up as well. It's a journey of healing, so you put the walls down. So if you've got a lot of masks that you're wearing and you're not truly being who you are, if you start setting goals based off that unauthentic version of you, you're setting goals that actually don't mean anything to you. You're trying to impress someone else. It's keeping up with the Joneses. You want to have the cars and the house and the wives and the women and the whatever to impress others. Because that's just your ego, and your ego is the identity of who you need to be enough and to be worthy, which is a mirage and it's not true. And it's a very vicious cycle to get into. So this is why I start with this first. Before we start setting goals and start kicking ass, making money, building business, getting into relationships, who the fuck are you authentically? Not who you think you have to be to impress mum or dad or your siblings or your ex-boyfriend or your ex-whatever or society or religion. Who are you without the shoulds, have to, ought to, got to's? Who the fuck are you? And we'll come back to that soon. So that's step one. Step two is tactical. That's when we get to the actual goal setting itself. What are we actually achieving? And I'm going to break these down into more detail. I'm just sort of riffing at you right now. So tactical is when we actually go through step by step, what the fuck are we doing? Like, how do you actually go from, okay, this is who I authentically am, and this is where I am right now. What do I want? You can't achieve anything if you don't know what you want. It's like life will pay you the price you ask of it. It's like when you ask people, what do you want? I don't know. Well, that's what you're going to get. You get a bit of, I don't know. And that's what most people's lives reflect. It's a, you just kind of fall your way through life and fumble through life. It's crazy how many people like ask, like, oh, how'd you get into this job? And you're like, oh, I kind of fell into it. Well, unless you just hit the lottery, it's like, there's a very, very, very high chance it's not what you actually want to do. Because if you want to get what you want to do, you need to know what you want and then tactically set goals in accordance with what that is. So we'll get to that soon. We're going to go through skills. So skills, I'll come back to this, but skills is actually learning what you need to do to fulfill those goals. If you want to make a lot of money, you need to learn how to sell. You need to learn how to market. You need to learn how to build systems. You need to learn how to hire people. You need to learn leadership. Like, what are the specific skills that you need for you to actually achieve said goals? So again, if you're playing along, you're watching the video, you can see how this all ties into each other. Now, this is my favorite step. Step number four, the fourth pillar, is inner work. It's healing through your subconscious limitations, your traumas, your wounds, which actually cause you to put the walls up. Now, yes, these go hand in hand because, again, it's not like you are authentic or you're not authentic. It's how authentic are you? So as you do more inner healing work, you become more authentic. So you get clearer on your vision. So you can actually be more tactical with the goals that you're setting. The more inner work I do, the clearer I get on who I am authentically, and therefore I get clear on what are the goals that I want authentically as well. So they obviously feed into each other, but this is the order I do it in anyways. So, well, actually, when I teach this, I don't do it in this order. I actually do the inner work. I do self-discovery and I do inner work first before I do the tactical plan and then the skills. So first things first, we do values. So this is just me going a little bit deeper into each of these four. So number one, with the self-discovery, those are your values, that's your purpose and your true authentic self. Again, I kind of riffed on that for a little bit already. What do you actually value? Now, for people that are new to values, or a lot of people think they know what their values are, they say things like loyalty, honesty, respect, integrity. None of those are values. Those are all character traits or just what people think they should value. I like freedom. Freedom makes me laugh because people say I value freedom and I say bullshit. Freedom allows you to do the things that you value. Because I'll ask someone, I say, great, so you've got total time and financial freedom. What would you do? Would you just sit on the couch and just say, great, I've got so much freedom now, I'm just going to sit on my couch all day? No, you wouldn't. People might say, I'm going to travel the world. So you value experiences, or you value travel, or you value adrenaline fucking shit. Or they might say, I'm going to spend more time with my family because they value their family. They might go to the gym more, get healthier because they value their health, or whatever it may be. The freedom unlocks more time and space and resources for you to prioritize what your values are. Your values are what are intrinsically most authentically meaningful to you, not your mom or dad or religion or society. What lights you the fuck up? Whenever you're experiencing low self-worth, which 99% of people experience this at some point in their life, you are not being yourself. It is feedback to help you get back into alignment with who you truly are. So how do you figure out your values? Great question. I help people do this. This is what I do. It's the first thing that I do with my clients. I've actually done a free public training that anyone can go consume. It's episode 200 of this podcast that you're listening to right now. So just after this training, go to episode 200, do a free training. You don't have to opt in for it. Just literally consume it and do the values determination process. So tactical plan. I might just move my little... No, I can see myself still. So with the tactical plan, this is where we get clear on a mission, a vision, a vehicle, and a plan. So let me break these all down. So when I'm working with people, I work with values first because there's a system to figure it out. I do it on the episode 200. And then we use your values to articulate your purpose. Your purpose is the core purpose behind who you are. What's your purpose in life? And then mission is a 5 to 10 year goal. So a 5 to 10 year, you might've heard the term BHAG if anyone's in business, big, hairy, audacious goal. What's the mission that we're here to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years? It gives you a big stretch goal to achieve to fulfill the purpose. And they all link into each other. I'm not gonna show you the visual on this one, but I've got a visual for that as well. So the mission is just a 5 to 10 year goal where you set and it gives you something to strive towards and you have to grow and develop skills and work on yourself to become worthy of achieving the goal. It's because most people set a 12-month goal and they put all this time pressure and unnecessary stress on top of yourself where in reality, achieving great things takes time. Like if you're not thinking in decades, in 10-year blocks, you're not thinking big enough. You're thinking, I want to make $1 million in 12 months. Chances are that's not going to fucking happen because business is hard. You haven't learned the skills. You haven't become the person worthy of it. Instead of saying, I want to make $1 million in 12 months or 1 year, say you want to make 50 million in 10 years. Like give yourself a runway. Give yourself time to make mistakes, to go learn the skills, to invest into yourself, to heal through your shit so you can actually become worthy of achieving that goal. So that's the mission. Vision. Now, this is where we actually just detail out your life, what it looks like once you've hit the mission. So you're probably familiar with a vision board. I actually have a vision board. I give my clients a template. So I have a vision board. I'll get rid of that. So I have a vision board as my desktop. So I keep it here. I've got health. I've got learning. I've got coaching. I need to update it. It's 2024 now. That's my old one. So that will be updated. But essentially getting all the things that are inspiring to you within your vision and then turn it into a vision board. I also turn it into a mind movie, which is a movie version of your vision, which is really, really cool as well. So that's essentially, last two is vehicle. So what I mean by a vehicle is a vehicle allows you to go from where you are to fulfill the mission. So if you're in Australia and you want to go to America, you don't want a car. You want a plane. You want a fucking jet if ideally you could get one. Because a vehicle, if you're in the wrong vehicle right now, it's not going to allow you to fulfill your mission. Say you want to help. My mission, as an example, is to coach 1 million people to live a life that inspires them. If you look at all of my content, from the relationship to the business to the healing to all of this stuff, this podcast right now, It's all aligned with helping people live a life that inspires them. That's what it's here to do. But then my vehicle, I used to work at Subway. Subway ain't going to get me there. Like, it's not going to... Working at Subway will not allow me to go from where I am to fulfilling the mission. So you need the right vehicle. Now, a common term is a business model. What business model is going to allow you to fulfill the mission? And that might be from a time... Whenever I help people pick a business model, there's a couple of things to look for. One is income. How much income do you want to make out of this business model? What impact do you want to make? Like, some people love speaking on stages. Some people love writing books, and that's okay. They both help people. It just depends how you like helping people. And lifestyle. So what lifestyle do you want to have while doing that? Again, some people don't want to get on stage. Some people don't want to write books. Like, if you look at Tony Robbins, he's on a plane every 3 days doing all these events. And what Tony Robbins has done is mind-blowing. It's insane what he's done. I don't want his lifestyle. And am I worthy of it? Hell no. I'm nowhere near where Tony is right now. But I wouldn't even want to get to his level because he has a lifestyle that I wouldn't want to have. That's not a life that inspires me. So you want to have a vehicle that allows you to have the impact, the income, and the lifestyle that inspires you. So we talk about that later, but you need the right vehicle. If you're working a job right now and you want to have financial freedom, you can get there. It might just take you 50 years if you're buying properties or you're buying stocks in the S&P 500 or whatever you're doing. You can get there, but it's going to be a long slog. Instead of investing 5-10 years, build a business, makes you $1 million a year and you don't have to work in it. That's like, you'll get there a lot quicker, but obviously it requires sacrifice. You got to learn skills. You got to do all the shit, but not everyone's willing to do that. So last point is the plan. So that's the tactical plan that I was alluding to before. That's where you break down the mission. So the mission is the first tangible goal. So the mission has something measurable on it because then we can break it down. And that's 5 to 10 years. Then you break down, you do brainstorming around this. What do we need to achieve in the next 3 years to move towards the mission? What needs to be achieved? And there's a process I teach my clients and I help my clients with to do this, but you brainstorm. We need to earn this. We need to make this many clients. We're going to write these books. We're going to launch this mastermind. We're going to do X, Y, Z. You brainstorm. Then you find your top 3 to 5. What are the top 3 to 5 things to be achieved within 3 years to move us towards that mission? Then we break it down into 2-year goals. Then we break it down into 12 months or 1-year goals. Then we break it down into quarter, which is 90 days. Then we break it down to 30-day monthly goals. Then we break it down to weekly goals. Then we break it down to daily goals. And I do daily huddles. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I put in my story a fair bit, my daily huddle, where I go through, what am I excited for today? What were my outcomes for yesterday? Done or not done? And why weren't they done? What am I achieving today? What support do I need with my outcomes today? And what am I grateful for? So those are just little daily bite-sized pieces to move me towards my mission. Days lead to weeks, weeks to months, months to quarters, quarters to years, year to 2 years, 2 years to 3 years, 3 years to mission, mission to purpose. That's the process. Obviously, there's a big mouthful in there, but that's the process of planning. Then we go down to skills. So what are the specific strategy, skills, and tools that you need to fulfill that plan to actually go do it? So like, great, I'm going to build a business. I'm going to make $1 million a year. I'm going to change lives. And I don't know how to fucking market myself. I don't know how to sell. I don't know how to hire people. I don't know how to lead people. Fantastic. Go learn the skills. And you just go through, and my recommendation is, because you can't buy time. The closest thing you can do to buy time is to buy skills off people that have taken time to learn the skill. Because someone could have learned a skill in 20 years, and then a good teacher, in my eyes anyways, a great teacher can transfer that knowledge in the fastest, seamless, most effective way possible. So if you could pay someone $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $100,000, whatever the number is, doesn't matter. Let's say $10,000 for argument's sake. You pay someone $10,000 for them to teach you their 20 years of failure to have the result that they have. You just bought 20 years of experience for $10,000. That's a great deal. Well, I think it's a great deal. So you can go through and buy people's skills to save you the time. Can you figure it out yourself? You can. But do you want to invest the time or do you want to invest the money? And when you start, like me, when I started, I had no fucking money. I started on YouTube. I started on podcasts, what you're listening to right now. So you just start learning the skills that you need. So when I work with people to help them with this part, is I get them to have a look at your mission statement. So what do you want to do in the next 5 to 10 years? What's the mission statement? And what are the skill sets that you perceive that you're missing that you will need to learn in order to get there, and list them all out and then prioritize the top 5. What are the top 5 skills for you to go learn? And then go learn it. Go find mentors, go find coaches, go and join masterminds, go do courses, go read books and go learn those skills and just keep going. That's the skills. And then the inner work. This is my favorite part. So with the inner work, this is trauma, wounds, limiting beliefs, limitations, the self-sabotaging shit. Because you will always rise to your lowest limitation. If you have all the skills, if you've got the great plan, if you know who what your values are, you know where you're going, but you've got unhealed shit, you get triggered like a mofo, you snap at your partner, you've got these beliefs that you're not enough, you're inadequate, you're not worthy, you're not whatever, you will always self-sabotage your success in two ways. One, you'll just keep failing and failing and failing and just sort of get it in your own way and not actually achieve the goal. Or you'll actually achieve the goal and feel fucking unfulfilled and miserable anyways. Because this is how wounds get acted out. There's two ways. There's an active and a passive way. The active way, so I like using not enough, not feeling like you're enough, because I think everyone can relate to that at some level. Feeling that you're not enough because of mom or dad or ex-boyfriends or whatever it is. You just feel like you're not enough. You're not smart enough. You're not sexy enough. You're not intelligent enough. You're not loved enough. You're not whatever. You're not enough. If you are active, I'll use passive first actually. If you're passive with that belief, you will become the underachiever. You don't do anything. That's when you get in your own way and you don't do anything. You don't start the podcast. You don't start the business. You don't make the video. Don't ask the girl or guy out on a date because that's not who you are because you're not enough. Why would I do that? Now, the second one, which is actually a little bit more elusive for some people, this is more common in your high achievers, is an active expression of that same wound can be someone who goes out and becomes an overachiever. I was getting a phone call while all this is going, so I'll cancel that. You'll become an overachiever where you go out and you try to achieve everything to overcompensate, to prove to yourself and to the world that you are enough. And that is one of the most deadliest cycles you can get into. You'll see a lot of celebrities go through that where they've got all the money, they've got all the success, and they go through drugs, they go through rehab because they're trying to fill a void that's unfillable. It's chasing a mirage you'll never arrive at. So that's quite elusive, that one. So point of this story is to do the inner work, do some healing. Now, how do you heal? I've done so many episodes on that. I've done so many podcasts on that. Someone's trying to call me again. I've done so many podcasts on that. I've done so many episodes on that. So go through and do your inner work. Get a therapist, get a counselor, get a healer, get a Reiki healer, get a coach like myself. I do inner work, I do healing. It's my favorite topic. Personal transformation lights me up the absolute most. But do the inner work because you'll always get in your own way, self-sabotage yourself, or you just will actually achieve it and you still feel fucking miserable anyways. So it's important to do the inner work. I love it. And how do you do that? Go watch my other episodes. I've done other episodes on that. Reach out to me directly to do that. Now, what's the fifth step? These are the four core ones. The fifth one, it's a big circle. Community. This is the fifth pillar. The fastest way to change anything or to change your habits, your results, your beliefs, anything is to change your environment. Get around where it's better. Get around people who are positive, who are influential, who will hold you accountable in a healthy way. When you're saying, hey, look, these are my goals, and then you stop doing them, they don't say, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it. You say, hey, look, you told me you wanted to fucking support your family. You told me you wanted to have freedom. You told me that you wanted to fucking be the best. You told me you wanted to change the world. Is that going to get you there? And they help you in a healthy way. So a community does a couple of things. So I've got a couple of things here for you. To grow, you need two things. You need support and you need challenge. Those are the only two things you need to grow. You need the skills and the plan and all that shit we went through before, but you need support and challenge. The right community will do that for you. They will support you when you need a cuddle, because I need a cuddle too. I need support as well. And they will challenge you when you need challenge. When they say, shut the F up, shut the fuck up, go get into it. You got this. Fuck yeah, go get it done. There's alignment and there's obviously connection. There's aligned values and all that good stuff. So get around the right community. That's the point that I'm getting to. And also a side note to that is a mentor. So a community and or a mentor that can help you do all of these things. And put that all together. If you take a screenshot or photo of this whole podcast, if you're watching the video, take a photo of that or screenshot that. That's what you want to do. You want to understand who you authentically are, your values, purpose, and who you truly are. You want to have a plan. What's the mission? What's the vision? What's the vehicle to get you there? And what are you doing in the next 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, quarter, month, week, and day to get there? Then we go learn the skills. What are the specific skills that you need to learn for you to go from where you are to where you want to be? And then do the inner work. Address your limitations, the I'm not enough, the I'm not worthy, the triggers, the traumas, and all that good stuff. And then my recommendation, join a community and get around the right people who will support and challenge you to become that person and to get this shit done, who are aligned with what it is that you want and have that genuine connection authentically with who you are. That is how you create a life on your terms. That is how you thrive in business, thrive in relationships, have a life of freedom and a life on your terms. If you want to learn how to do this, I have created a community to help you guys do this. So I help you do this step by step, module by module, question by question. I'm in there every single day. You can have a direct line of contact to me. I do live trainings in there. There's 6 chapters we go through: self-mastery, business mastery, career mastery. We go through relationship mastery, health, wealth, and spiritual mastery. We go through all of those. You get access to me. This is my life's mission, and it's super, super, super affordable, guys. It's super cheap. At the time of recording this, there's a 50% discount. It may or may not still be there, but click the link below if you're interested in joining. There's a full money back guarantee. So in your first month, if you don't see the value in there, you get a full refund. So there's a 50% discount. There's a full refund there as well for you. And it helps you do everything I just spoke about. If you got value from this podcast, please like, please subscribe, please send it to someone who you think will get value from it, and join the community. I look forward to seeing you guys in there. I'll see you soon. Bye.